Hey everybody, it's January 23rd, it's 8:30, and I just wanted to share in this episode the germinal centers, what they are, and how they relate to both natural disease and also vaccination. And it's kind of in response to curiosity that I've had when I first heard about these in This Week in Virology, a great podcast. I've mentioned it many times. Episode 685 does an overview of the vaccines and germinal centers, and also relates back to a previous episode that talked about natural disease and germinal centers. But it also gets to a question I've been hearing this week, specifically about people who have had natural disease, but have also gotten two doses of the vaccine and were somewhat surprised to have had a pretty decent reaction. And the reason they had a pretty decent reaction is because the vaccine is more reactogenic, actually, than the natural disease, meaning the vaccine does a better job of promoting a very good immune response. COVID-19 is pretty clever. It brings, in addition to that spike protein gene, it brings at least probably 9 other genes. I think I read that there's 10 total that are encoded. And some of the other genes have immune modulating properties, and they affect your immune system so that it cannot respond as well if you have severe COVID to the virus. I don't really know, you'll hear in this episode, I have some unanswered questions. I don't really know how that relates to those of us with mild or moderate disease, but I do think you'll find this pretty interesting. And I'll just close this little trailer for this episode with something funny that happened to me this week. I have a somewhat odd obsession with the text, the advertising on the outside of shampoo bottles and conditioner bottles, because I take a few moments, I'm a writer, and I look at them and I find that the text matches on the outside, and I'm kind of annoyed by that. Shampoo and conditioner have different functions, so couldn't you take the time to make them slightly different? Little blurbs on the outside. And does anyone still use the word tresses? So those things kind of annoy me. Might think I'm kind of strange. But the thing that made me laugh when I was reading the shampoo bottle today and critiquing it was I read in this sort of old-timey font, and so I didn't really focus well enough, I guess. I read, "Bat is the first ingredient in blah, blah, blah." And I was like, bat? How could bat be the first ingredient in my shampoo and my conditioner too? And then I realized that it was just the font. It was actually oat. So I had a good laugh at myself. So anyway, I'm not really sure that had a relationship at all to this episode other than you laughing at me. And I hope you enjoyed that. Please do take a listen. Think about the germinal centers. If you have information that can help me answer some of my own questions about how this relates to mild or moderate disease, if you happen to be a person who heard this episode, please do let me know. In the trailer, you'll hear how to reach me. Thank you so much for listening. Okay, so 3 topics today. They're all related to germinal centers, though. Germinal centers. So what are they? And what happens if you get COVID-19, severe disease? And then how does this relate to the new mRNA vaccines, Pfizer and Moderna's? So I looked at, I guess I should start with what really got me fascinated by this was it was probably This Week in Virology. And I think it was episode 685, Pandemic-y. And around minute 29, they started talking about this. And around, 15 minutes later, one of the co-hosts, happened to be biking on the stationary bike at the time, and I watched him, and he had the same response as me. Rich Condit in Texas understood this whole process of loss of germinal center function during COVID-19, severe COVID-19, after Breanne Barker's discussion, and he just went, "This is so cool!" And I had the same reaction. So I had to try to dive into this as much as I could and then try to relate it to what I do know about disease, having gone through it, what I think about having natural immunity myself versus all of the people who are now able to access a vaccine. I know it's only rolling out to 1A, 1B in some places. I think I'll be in tier 2. I'm not even in 1C because I'm a freelancer. I'm not an essential worker. So anyway, okay, back to the 3 topics, now that you understand why I got so fascinated, and I hope you end up saying, "This is so cool," like I did. So germinal centers I did not know about. I was fascinated by biology in high school. I only recently realized that I actually did a first year of biology in freshman year, and then I did AP bio in, I think, junior or senior year. So I didn't actually realize until recently that I dove into biology twice in high school, remained fascinated, was a biology major in college at UVA, and then didn't really know how I would use that. And the rest of my life, I've already put into the trailer or somewhere else on this. It's irrelevant. But in all of that time studying biology, it never got impressed upon me, or maybe it wasn't known because I'm so old, what germinal centers were. So germinal centers are actually in your secondary lymph organs. So I can tell you that they're in lymph nodes. They're also in the spleen. And until recently, I didn't really do much of a dive on what the spleen does for you. I thought it was just a repository for extra blood, and you don't want to injure it because that would be bad, but it actually is a lymphoid organ. So it plays an important role. So germinal centers are a place where B cells mature and differentiate. And if you recall, B cells are one of the three major components of your immune system. So there's T cells, and then there's killer T cells and helper T cells, and then there's B cells, and then there's antibodies. And the B cells make the antibodies. And these guys all work together, and then there's a lot more stuff going on too. There's interferon, there's cytokines, there's dendritic cells, there's MHC complexes. I mean, it's just incredibly, incredibly fascinating. I probably, if I had known this 20 years ago, I probably should have gone on for a PhD after my MPH to study immunology, but I didn't know that there would be a pandemic this year and that I would become obsessed. So germinal centers are a place where these B cells go and basically learn how to better fight antigens. Antigens are on the pathogens, whether they're bacteria or viruses entering your body. And basically what they do is they go into these germinal centers, which I think I'm a little bit still puzzled by one aspect of this. I think they arise in response to infection. I don't think they're sitting around there all the time just ready and that they're like static organs. I don't think they're like that. I think they're little like clusters of intelligence. I think they're kind of a B cell collective intelligence, like a hive mind. I think they arise in response to infection, and then I think they dissipate afterwards. I hope that's the case. I hope my understanding is correct, but I've not been able to find that quite yet. So basically the B cells go in there and they start out as centroblasts, and then they become centrocytes. And then the really cool thing within these germinal centers is there's a dark side and a light side. Okay, and the dark side is where they kind of hang out as these centroblasts. They're not really differentiated yet. They've seen an antigen presented by a T helper cell, and so they've got like one ability. I'm sure somebody who plays video games could help me with this. So they have one ability in the dark side, and they move over into the light side where an enzyme actually causes them to mutate. Now, I understood before today that there was mutation going on in these B cells, and all of these mutations caused a whole bunch of different changes and lots of options, some better and some worse at responding to the particular antigen. Let's just say it's the spike protein on COVID. But what I didn't understand until today, and which made me blow my mind, and which made me go and get both my boys and cause them to come into the room where I was and watch this part of the video, is that this enzyme, AID, I don't think I'm going to be able to remember what that stands for, but it's AID, and it causes these mutations to happen. It specifically causes these B cells to mutate. And what it ends up doing is allows the best ones, the ones that are best able to bind to the antigen, to survive, and the ones that don't do as good a job when they go into the light side. So if they don't attach to the antigen on the T helper cell and they don't actually bind with it, they actually die. They go through apoptosis, which means your immune system is selectively finding, after this provoked mutation process, it's selectively finding the very best ones to go find and bind to the antigen on the spike protein. I thought that was so incredibly cool. So that is what germinal centers do. In a paper in Cell in October, they looked at 11 people who tragically died from COVID-19. They had severe COVID-19, and they looked at the lymphoid organs. They looked at the thoracic lymph nodes and they looked at the spleen and they actually looked for germinal centers and they did sections on these two lymphoid organs and they found that the germinal centers were basically not there. And you can read the papers and you can go into more detail. I don't want to, I shouldn't say bore, but not everybody is as fascinated as me. And I really can't get these words to roll off my tongue quite quick enough because I am not an expert in this area. I've just learned about it this week. But basically what happens is COVID-19 causes these germinal centers to not be very good or not there at all. And what that means is your body can't fight the infection as well. And so the virus gets to basically do what it pleases. So I thought that was pretty neat. What I'm not sure about, and I don't know if anybody's really looked at yet, is for asymptomatic or mild or even moderate COVID-19, what's happening with the germinal centers? Like, for instance, I had very mild COVID-19. I still have one axillary lymph node that's big, or at least I hope it's a lymph node. I'm going to get it checked out this coming week because it's kind of been there and kind of bugging me. I hope that's just, you know, debris from all of those B cells that weren't quite so good at fighting the infection. I hope that it's just enlarged for that reason. They've died and the trash hasn't been taken out. If that makes sense. Because cellular debris aggregates in your lymph nodes, like in your neck when you're tonsils get big, your lymph nodes get big. That's basically all of those B cells that were candidates for, you know, putting up a good fight. If they didn't quite work out, then they collect and that cellular debris collects and that's why your lymph nodes get enlarged in the week after your infection or even stay enlarged because it takes a while for them to drain. So I'm kind of wondering about mild and moderate COVID-19. Like, was there anything permanently done to our germinal centers that causes them to be less effective if something else comes along, a common cold? I don't know. I kind of don't think so. I kind of don't think that we would be alive as humans on this planet if that were the case. At least that's what I'm hoping. I think that our immune system is extremely clever, and that was one of the things that kept me positive and, you know, okay with having natural disease while I was waiting for day 8 and 9 to come to see if I was going to survive. Because I was a little nervous about, you know, really declining after being otherwise okay. And honestly, to tell you the truth, learning about my immune system kept me healthy. Healthy in mind, I should say. I don't know specifically that you can actively do a lot to change your outcome. I think that you can avoid certain things like alcohol. You can eat healthfully. You can drink enough water. You can certainly get enough sleep. I think all of those things are immune promoting. But I wouldn't feel guilt if you haven't been doing all of those things. I wouldn't feel guilty if you've been binging on Cheez-Its like I did or Ruffles. But just, you know, do as much as you can to promote a healthy body and immune system. But in addition to all of those physiological things, you can help your mind, your state of mind when you're battling infection by doing things that help you trust in your own body. And learning about my immune system, learning about germinal centers, really caused me to take an interest in what was going on under all the layers of skin and fascia and muscle, right? I realized what was actually in there working for me every minute of the day. And that gave me some hope that, you know, I would be fine, even though I'm not young. So that was item number 2, the paper in Cell and the loss of the germinal centers in severe COVID and allowing the virus to kind of do what it pleased and keep differentiating. And that's one of the concerns about allowing, the virus to keep being transmitted from person to person to person without vaccination being able to put it to a halt, because it gives the virus more time to, you know, enjoy certain mutations that further evolve ways to avoid the immune system. And as you already know, HIV has done a good job of that. Okay, so item 3, moving on, is a paper that was published in Immunity in December. And this talks about what mRNA vaccines versus a full spike protein vaccine do with germinal centers. And these researchers actually produced their own vaccines. I thought that was really cool. Like, they didn't go and use Pfizer or Moderna's, in which case some people would say, hey, you know, really, you're in collaboration with them. Are your findings actually to be trusted? These people did not. They made their own. So they could actually really look at what they're doing. And they found that the mRNA actually did promote very good germinal centers. And I'm going to read you a few things from the highlights just so I get it right. I will agree with Vincent Racaniello on This Week in Virology. I'm really not a huge fan of graphical abstracts. I don't know if that's a new thing and papers are doing that, but I like English. Okay, so the mRNA vaccines did elicit potent germinal center B cell responses. The germinal center responses are associated with a robust development of neutralizing antibodies. The mRNA vaccines promote antigen-specific T follicular helper cells, and key elements of the T follicular helper cell program are modulated by the mRNA vaccines. And so all of that means the mRNA vaccines are doing a good job of triggering a good germinal center response and causing these B cells to differentiate, to form a good bond, and then go on to be memory cells and plasma cells, so that when you get your second dose of the vaccine or you run into the actual SARS-CoV-2, you will be able to respond appropriately and shut the virus down. So I thought that was super cool. Remember, germinal centers and what they do, they cause, like, actually trigger, they promote mutations in the variable region of the DNA so that they can create a whole lot of options, a whole library of options, and then selectively respond to the one that fits the best. And so I guess, thinking out loud here, as people worry about mutations, variants in the spike protein, I guess what that means is that we're actually already prepared to find B cells which can adapt to those variants. Our immune systems are ready. So anything that you think you can do to promote the health of your immune system, do it. I think it means be healthy. I think it means if you can get your, you know, BMI into a healthy range, do that. If you can get more sleep, if you can exercise, do that. Do all of those things that you already knew you should be doing anyway, but here's a reason. Here's a super cool reason. All right, I hope you enjoyed that. Thanks for listening. So I hope you enjoyed this, and I just wanted to add one closing thought that I think deserves a bit more research to confirm. But as you just learned, the germinal centers are really important for selecting good antibodies, good fitting antibodies for that spike protein. And some recent studies have suggested that the people who have gotten COVID-19 vaccine actually have better antibody titers than people who have convalescent plasma. So people who have recovered from natural disease and had blood taken from them to detect the presence of antibodies, the papers that I've been seeing have suggested between 5 and 20 times better antibody titers among those who received vaccination in the clinical trials than those who got natural disease. And now that I understand the important role of germinal centers, I have to say I'm not all that surprised. I'm kind of annoyed, actually, because I thought one of the payoffs of, going through natural disease was to have, you know, some durable immunity, even though we weren't sure at the time. Back in October, there was some, you know, suspicion that there was a good T cell response to COVID-19 and that the people who did contract natural disease might have immune memory, because all the focus was on antibodies at the time, because it's easier to measure. But now we know that we do have good T cell response to both natural disease and the vaccine. But I think that the early research is suggesting that the vaccine might provide a way toward better, cleaner immunity. We'll just have to see if that ends up holding out. But I have to tell you, I'm looking forward to the chance to get the vaccine myself. So food for thought. Keep an eye on this. Thanks again for listening. And by the way, if you do have questions, I think one of the only ways you can contact me through this podcast is to leave a voice recording. But if you'd rather email me, please use abcmedicalwriting.com, and there's a contact form. abcmedicalwriting.com. Thank you so much. Have a great day.
Hey, I'm Ben. I also found germinal centers pretty interesting. My mom is very passionate about her work, but I think honestly they're pretty interesting. And
do you remember what they do for you?
They help you build immune responses to.
Yeah. And what was what was this most cool thing that I got super excited about? Do you remember?
I don't know.
Enzyme made them mutate. It poked at them and made them mutate in the variable region of the DNA. The enzyme came in and said, change.
Yes.
It could be good, it could be bad.
You thought it was random, right?
Yeah, I thought it was just random mutation, but it was, like, intentional. And then, do you remember what the word is for cell death?
Apoptosis.
Yes. And why do your lymph nodes get really big?
I don't remember.
You don't remember?
I'm
you're
sorry.
So bad. Is it because you're playing Minecraft right now?
No.
So your lymph nodes get really big because what's stuck in there? Remember, it's the trash cans.
Oh, right.
What's in there? The cells that died.
The apoptosis.
Yes. All right. Thank you for sharing your incredible memory.
I'm sorry.
I hope your immune memory is better than your actual memory.
Months.
Ah! Boom. Okay.